Haiti, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
How would you feel if your mom's was like, yo, I want to direct your sex tape so you could be famous?
My mom?
Yes.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
It's a no from you? Yeah, it's a no for me, too.
It's a no for me. Now, my sister brings up the idea.
You down?
I'm down.
I don't know if I'll let Jeremy Renner direct my sex tape. Because she'll be like, smack that motherfucker in the face.
Yeah. She would want you to create like a BDSM.
Yeah.
Type
like
of video.
I'm like on a borderline of committing assault and battery.
Yeah. It'll definitely get crazy real quick on set.
Yeah. At the very least, I would be interrogated by PD.
I'm with it. I want to.
Of course,
you'll be a witness to that.
Of course, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking agent of chaos over here. So, moms ain't directing the sex tape.
Moms ain't directing the sex tape. Nope.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's a no for me. Sister, yes. Mom, no.
No on both ends for me.
Okay.
No. You met my family. I'm good.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That should be a no for you for sure. Yeah. All across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Whoa.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. A controversial podcast where choosing violence is always the answer.
Please welcome.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby, Lexi the Savage, and Durag Daddy.
What is up, guys?
Welcome. This is another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
You know who this is. You know why I'm here. This is your godless wonder, Lexi the motherfucking savage.
And this is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. Don't forget the baby when you say Haiti.
Hey, yo.
Know what I mean?
I guess.
Coming in strong. What happened?
Yo, I feel like she's about to slap the shit out of me for no fucking reason. Like, I just ate the leftovers out the fucking fridge.
What up, though? Getting on my gangster shit. Yo, this doesn't even look right. I'm like, let me stop.
It's like, what is happening here?
I'm submissive. Let me stop.
Speaking of gangster.
You're.
Speaking of being on day shit.
You're.
Can we talk about your boy Ray J real quick?
Oh, Ray J. Let's make some noise. Motherfucking. You know his full name. What's his full name?
William J. Norwood.
Norwood, the Capricorn.
He has the same birthday as my mama. And this man.
Oh, man, we getting straight into the shits, huh?
We are. We have to.
Yo,
I woke up. All right, so.
Ray J did this for every black man in America.
Ray J decided to take the plight of Kanye, the plight of Travis Scott, the plight of Tristan Thompson, the plight of, what was her ex-husband's name?
Bruce Jenner?
No, oh. Kim's ex-husband.
Which one?
The basketball player, the doofy-looking one.
I don't fucking know.
Chris Jeffries. Chris Humphries.
Did you say?
Chris Jeffries. Chris Humphries. He knows his name.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm doing this for us. So, last night on Instagram Live, Mr. Norwood decided he had to get some shit off his chest, pulled out receipts. He did a PowerPoint presentation because that's what
he
that
had
was.
Enough, yeah. He definitely had enough. Has Virgo in his chart.
Yeah, like, you know what? Thank you. I'm going to pull up his chart right now.
Yeah.
Because this man is like 20 years of being slandered and blamed and accused is enough. He basically confessed that Kris Jenner was the true mastermind. Behind the infamous sex tape between himself and Kim Kardashian.
I don't even know why that shit blew up. But
I think because they recently, their second season of their show is coming out and they brought it up again. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nah,
no,
I've had
but
enough.
That's not what sent them over the edge.
What sent them over the edge?
Kris Jenner was apparently with Kylie Jenner on the James Corden
show.
And they gave her a lie detector test and they asked her certain questions. And one of the questions that he asked her was, was she behind the release of Kim Kardashian's sex tape? And she said no. And apparently she was telling the truth. That's bullshit. They should have took. They should have put first Maury's all, lie detector test dude on there.
They needed to get a Latina woman to read the results of that lie detector test.
The Latina woman does not even need any type of machine. Nah, she don't. The Latina woman would just look at you, look at your pores. Do they open up? Are you perspiring? That is how she determines whether or not you're lying.
If you're like red, you determine the blinking of the eye.
Yeah, like do your eyes shift? Do you look to the left? Then you look to the right? You're lying.
Red is a fucking psychopath. She'd be like, that nigga's lying. I'm like, how, Sway? She was like, when he blinked the second time, the eyes didn't close all the way. Negro, what?
His right nostril flared.
Like, she'll say some crazy shit like that, and you're just like, all right, fam, you're a Virgo. I'm going to let you rock. But I guess that's what was the nail that...
Yeah.
The final nail in the coffin, and Mr. Norwood was like, nah, fam, I got some things to say. He went on IG Live. He started busting out all the facts.
The receipts,
the honey. Receipts. And when the tea was getting piping hot, Instagram kicked him off. And he went right back on.
Because that's Kris Jenner's name you're slandering.
That's Kris Jenner. She's like, are fucking Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Apparently, I read on Twitter, they were like, yo, the Kardashians are so powerful that Kim made one complaint about like some new feature some time ago that Instagram launched. And once she like gave that complaint, Instagram immediately like responded. It was like, we're removing it. Like, really? That's how much pull they have now. It's a very powerful family at this point. It all started off that whack ass sex tape.
You know what's crazy? When he said that Kris wanted them to do the tape again because Kim looked bad, I was like, damn,
she if looked that better was in the second, first one. Mm-hmm.
If that was the second tape that we saw, wait, the one that we saw, was that the first or the second?
First one.
That was the first one.
The first one she said she liked better because it made her daughter, quote unquote, look better. So that's the one that was the release. That was the one that everyone, you know, most people saw.
Okay, but she ain't seen her daughter sucking dick?
Shame on her. And she's a Scorpio
mom. She's a Scorpio. That's what I said. I was like, yo, you a Scorpio? Shame on her. And you know your daughter can't give the sloppy toppy and you still let that drop?
You had to tell your daughter to eat that dick, bitch.
And
the fuck are you doing? This is about to go viral.
What made me so annoyed about that sex tape was she was chewing gum and like the way she was chewing it. I'm like, mommy, what you doing? What are we doing here?
They were also fairly young. I don't know. How old was she? Because I was... I was sucking at me. They got that age. I don't know.
I remember seeing a sex tape. I was already in college. I was 20. Kim K is six years older
25.
Than me. She was like 25. Yeah, 24, 25.
25. Shame on her.
Shame on you.
You should know better.
At the very least, get some pointers.
Right.
I'm just mad Kris Jenner let that shit drop. So I pulled up.
What do you think now will like transpire now that, you know, Ray J? I mean, Ray J didn't say anything that most people didn't already suspect that Kris was behind the release.
Unfortunately,
of the
because it's Ray J and it's against the Kardashians, it's going to go under the rug.
Yeah.
The only
they're
people
gonna
that
lose
are really going
to.
Yeah,
that.
They're not. Like, not with the white folk, like us and, you know, the other. The
minorities.
Us, the POC community, we know. I mean, we don't really, I don't fuck with the Kardashians like that. I think they're a fucking joke.
I don't support any of their brands. I don't buy their
me
makeup.
Neither.
I don't buy any of the things
I'm not putting their money, my
Kardashian
money in their pocket.
Brand. I am guilty of a guilty pleasure show, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But I left that shit a long time ago.
Once Khloe started getting plastic surgery, I stopped watching.
Yeah.
I liked original Khloe without the modifications. No.
You know what was funny about the live?
What?
That Ray J manages to like be comical and he's not even meaning to be.
He is just how he
like,
is.
Like he's funny.
It's
so like
funny
in
you
one
say
of the parts
that.
In one of the parts of the video, like a little fly like flew over his eye. He was like, damn, Kris trying to bring everyone to stop me.
Wait, who was on the live?
It was a fly. He was like, Kris trying to
everyone
out to stop me. So every little thing that was going wrong during the live, he was blaming Kris Jenner. Like, he couldn't see well. He was like, yo, they're taking my eyesight. Like, he was just blaming everything on the Kardashians.
And then, like, he'll randomly drop a Raycon shout out.
Yo, in the middle of his rant, like, he dropped an ad. It was like, don't forget to pick up the Raycons. They're now on sale, like, 10% off.
Oh, my God.
With code Ray J. Like, what is going on right now? This guy is hilarious without even meaning to be. And I didn't like his homeboy. You had one job. Yo, all right.
Nah, let's talk about that. Cause
no, seriously. We're talking about one job.
And the whole time, Haiti Baby's like, yo, this motherfucker don't know how to scroll. Like, you're delivering important. She was ranting about the scrolling.
I was.
And I started cracking up. I'm like, yo, she's iking over how this man's a scrolling. But even Ray J was kind of annoyed with him,
too. He was annoyed. He was like, yo, get off your phone. Because apparently the guy was, like, texting.
Yeah.
While he should have been scrolling.
He's like, what are you doing?
We're trashing the Kardashians.
We're doing work here right now.
We're doing work.
Twitter could wait, papas.
Yeah. And he was, like, either scrolling too slow, scrolling too fast. Ray J kind of was fucking up, too, because he kept moving the phone. I mean, and it was like... I have vertigo watching that live.
Well, you know what's funny? I found Ray J's chart.
His birth chart?
I found his birth chart. That's good. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. William J. Norwood Jr. is a Capricorn sun, Gemini moon, Aquarius rising. His Venus is in Capricorn. His Mars is an Aquarius.
A lot of air.
Jupiter in Libra.
Air.
Saturn in Libra.
Air.
Uranus in Scorpio.
Water, okay.
Neptune in Sagittarius. And his Pluto is in Libra.
Oh, he's mostly air.
Yeah. That explains, like, the awkwardness and him being funny without intending to be funny, because we're like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say we because I have an air sign as my moon, and I'm like I could be very awkward. And
no, he's funny.
He is.
Every time I see him in an interview, I've seen him on The Breakfast Club numerous times. He's hilarious. He was on there with Bow Wow. He's a walking marketing, like, genius.
He is. And that's his Capricorn.
Yeah.
Like, they always got to get themselves out there and, you know.
The entire Breakfast Club.
Money in,
like,
his mind.
Interview was, like, him marketing himself. It was genius.
I'm not even mad at that.
Yeah, he had everything. He had, like, all his, like, gadgets planted.
And his stuff is really good, too. Like, he has really good stuff. I don't know if anyone is a Raycon user, but I hear nothing but great things about his headphones. I know my nephew has, like, the earbuds. He's like, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, maybe I'll pick those up.
So, yeah, so Twitter was going in on Kris Jenner. One of the things I read that it said that they wouldn't be surprised if Kris Jenner was responsible for Tristan cheating. They were like, Kris sent those women to Tristan. Like, what?
Like, what is the reason?
So I was like, yo, what are some of the things that we would say Kris Jenner's responsible for?
All right. These are the following things Kris Jenner is responsible for. The second half collapse of the New York Yankees during their season.
That's number 5.
The Knicks not winning a championship since the 70s.
Kris Jenner wasn't even thought of being, like, the American royal family. That's what they are. That's what people view them as.
Tom Brady coming out of retirement. Nah, his annoying ass wife is the reason why this man came out of retirement. He was a week at home with that bitch. He's like, I'm out.
She's responsible for
the gas prices.
She's responsible for inflation.
Gas prices. Joe Biden getting COVID twice.
She's behind that. And number one, Kris Jenner's responsible for COVID.
It did happen during Scorpio season.
Wait, hold up. Definitely did.
They try to put that on Pisces season, but that shit started popping up in November during Scorpio season, yep. So I don't want
to
hear
No,
shit.
They try to put it on us for sure.
They really did.
They really did.
It happened during Pisces season. No, motherfucker, it happened during Scorpio season. We held out for so long.
She's responsible for COVID and monkeypox.
She's the reason why the chopped cheeses went up a dollar in the bodega. How I went to go order a chopped cheese the other day. Poppy says $7. I'm like, since when?
Damn. Chopped cheese is $7 on a row on a hero.
On a hero.
Eesh.
I was like, pero papi, I.
Yo, with $5, you could have got a chopped cheese in an Arizona. That back ass. In the day.
I didn't even get bacon on it this time. What you doing?
You get bacon in your chopped cheese?
When I'm on day one of my period. Depends.
Wow.
Try it.
Okay. Nah.
You got to be in the mood for it. Usually when I do get it with bacon, I'm either super drunk or my hormones are like, bitch, you want to put this in your mouth. Hey, yo.
I can name about two other things I want to put in my mouth.
But yeah, man, the chopped cheeses. They try to make Arizona's $2, but thank God Arizona's like, nah, we'll never let the hood down. It's always going to be 99 cents.
Is Tropical Fantasy still 50 cents?
Yeah, they're two for $1.19.
It went up 19 cents.
It sure the fuck did.
Damn, they killing us in New York City.
You know what's funny? I don't know if, you know what I haven't seen? Remember the 50 cent sodas?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tropical Fantasy.
Well, the Tropical Fantasy and the juices.
Was it CNC?
CNC. I used to love the cola one, the cola 50 cent soda. When you go on a school trip, my mom would like get us the deli. Whenever I have a school trip, my mom would get me the sandwich from the bodega.
Yeah.
With my bag of bonton.
The dollar sandwiches.
With my bag of bonton chips and my 50 cent soda. My favorites the cola.
Simpler times.
Yeah, man.
Now these motherfucking kids want Uber Eats. Like, you're going on a trip. Well, Uber Eats me the food to where I'm going to be at.
Nah.
Bitch, what?
You getting this fucking sandwich and Doritos, ma.
Fucking kids are expensive, bro.
I remember not too long ago, I had the child, my niece, and her little friend were in the house. So I was like, hey, what you guys want to eat? And the little girl's like, what do you have, DoorDash? I'm like,
DoorDash? You could dash your ass out this door.
I was going to get a $5 pie from the pizza spot, ma. What you mean seamless? DoorDash.
Seamless?
DoorDash.
You got to go. You're not welcome back, kid.
I remember when I was a kid and I'd go over to my friend's house, my friend's mom would get like mad random stuff from the chicken spot and be like, have at it, kids. And we loved it.
Yeah, I didn't have that luxury.
I'm sorry.
Mom was overprotective. I ain't going to no one's house.
I only had like one little friend that I really would ride out with. And then like as I got older in high school, like I would hang out with like my god sister and stuff. And we were like, it was a crew of like four of us. And we were like super nerdy, you know?
Yeah. Yo, back to Ray J.
It's chaotic. ADHD alert, ADHD. Was it Kanye in the live too?
Yo, Kanye was in the live. Yes.
The whole thing. Like
somebody
the whole
screenshot
time.
It, like, look who's watching. And Kanye was in there probably sipping his tea. Like, I knew my time would come. Cause they paint, you know, Kanye, even though Kanye is
crazy.
A bit, you know.
Eccentric.
Erratic, eccentric, right? He I don't think that he has a bad heart.
You know what it is with Kanye? He's like when
like, he's not malicious.
No.
Intentionally.
No.
He's like, if you fuck with me, then I gotta talk my shit.
Yeah, and Kanye is like that kid who, like that bad kid in school who's always getting into trouble, so you never really pay him no mind, but he'd be really
sane. He's really smart.
Like, he's really smart, and that's true. Kanye is, like, brilliant.
Yeah.
Can never take that away from him. But the brilliant ones are usually the ones who aren't playing with a full deck.
That's a fact.
And one of the downsides to that is when they say something or they bring a point up, you're like, you're just being you, whatever. And then like years later, when it turns out to be the truth, you're like, oh shit.
He was right.
It's like the old man screaming at the clouds had a reason to be screaming at the clouds.
Listen, every dog has its day.
Yeah.
Every dog has its day. And eventually the bad day you do will come back. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe in the next couple of years.
But can we talk about the motherfucker in the live who was asking about who was pregnant in the final season of Moesha? Who was it? Who was pregnant?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I wasn't a fan of the show.
Me neither. Like, I remember watching, like, the first two seasons.
Yeah, I saw a few episodes, but I wasn't a huge fan of Moesha.
Anyone who knows who was pregnant in the final season of Moesha, please let us know.
DM us. Whoever was on the live yesterday was definitely curious.
He was asking. He really wanted to know.
He wanted to know. They were asking, thinking that Ray J was going to like stop the show.
Somebody else commented, hey, yo, I'm going to the store. Who wanted it? What y'all want?
There was mad people on that live.
Because listen, that's
he sent a fair warning, like a warning shot. post and was like, yo, I'm going on in five.
Yeah, he did.
Yo, that's somebody commented. Somebody commented was like, you're going on in five, like 5 minutes or like black people five.
Like,
minutes.
Give me an actual time. Like, you mean 15? Because I already know, like, with certain friends of mine, like you and Haji, like 5 minutes is more like 15, 20.
How you threw me in the mix?
I love you. But I know.
You're not lying, though. Yeah. You know who's always sending me memes like that was like anything running late?
Yeah.
Nancy. Shout out to Nancy.
Nancy. Nancy knows.
She knows. Late is me.
Yeah. Like, Haiti be like, I'll be there at five. I'm like, all right, I got a time to take a dump and do my hair.
When I say that, I'm still home.
I know.
Yeah.
That's like Haji. He's like, oh, I'm leaving now. And I'm like, no, he's still in his house putting on his jacket.
I try to change that, man. I can't. It's difficult.
But you know what it is? My mom is a Capricorn. And when this lady says 5 minutes, she means two minutes.
That is a fact. My mom is also a Cap. And when my mom actually will be like, you know what my mom was infamous for when I was growing up? I had to wake up at 7 a.m. and she would barge in the room and yell at me and tell me that it was 7:10. It was 6:30.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why if I'm supposed to wake up at 7, why do you wake me up at 6:30? She's like, because I want you with your eyes open at 6:30. By the time you get out of bed, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, so just wake me up at 6:30, crazy lady. So being raised by a Capricorn, that's helped me with my punctuality immensely. Because my dad is an Aries and this man was never on time. This man, to give you an idea, when I was graduating high school, he walked in with the graduates.
That would be me, man.
And I just remember turning, and I'm like, why are you on the line? He's like, baby, just walk. This is an all-girls school. They're going to know you're not a fucking student, sir. You look like Bruce Willis. Go sit down.
Who is that man behind the graduates?
Why is he? What kind of exchange program is this? Nah, but like, I just remember being a kid, and especially when it was time to go to school. My mom would come into my room, start turning on the lights, opening up the shade and the curtains. And she's like, you're running late. Let's go. I don't want to hear nothing. I look at the fucking time. It's like 6:15. I'm like, ma'am, are you serious? I don't got to be at school till 8:30. My middle school is like up the block.
Wow.
I can leave my house right now and get there by like 9:30. And she would do things like that. And whenever we had to go places, my mom used to always say, early is on time and on time is late. And late is don't even bother. Oh my God. Imagine going to the airport with my mom.
I aspire to be that punctual, but.
I mean, now with Red is like, it's like my mom all over again. Her Virgo ass.
Yeah, for sure.
To give you an idea of how punctual Red is, we opened LaGuardia Airport. We didn't even know airports could be closed.
She don't be playing either. When she says she's going to be here at 7:30, like, she going to be here at 7:30.
She be outside honking at 7:15, like, come down. I'm like, fam. Mm-hmm. I got.
Remember the last time she came to pick up? Where were we going? To the brewery.
To the brewery.
And it was because of me. We were kind of late. And it was like, I think she knew. Yeah. She knows that you know the deal.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just know that it was you. Like, you were the problem.
Haiti was in the back seat. Like, damn.
You know what's the crazy thing? That I wake up early to be on time, and I still end up being late.
Because you got that
I don't
ADHD.
Know how that works.
It's the ADD, baby. I understand. That's why I purposely give myself extra time.
Even with the extra time, bitch. Like,
but I've learned to manage it. Like, for example, because, you know, I have a later work schedule. I start at 4. I wake up at 12 because I know I like to fucking lollygag. So I'll lay in bed for 30 minutes. I'll get up, do my bathroom routine. Start getting my life together. And then, you know, I still leave the house early because I like to leave at 3 because I like to get to work early to make sure I don't walk into a complete mess.
Yeah, that's not me.
Try to, you know what I mean?
I'm like a mad woman. I kind of, like.
Yeah. She's walking in like fucking Kramer and Seinfeld when he's busting through Jerry's apartment.
I would be Kramer with a pinch of Elaine, for sure.
I was going to say, you definitely got some Elaine tendencies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I am a combination of Jerry and Elaine.
You got the Elaine dance.
Yeah, I definitely got the dance moves down.
The foot and the thumb dance.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I take that back. I think I'm a combo of Elaine and George.
I see George.
You see and George?
I see George only because, like, things are always happening to him.
Yeah, like stupid how, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, real stupid. Like,
and it's funny you say that because Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, he says out of all the Seinfeld characters, he's George.
But apparently he is George.
He's George, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought he was based off, like, Kramer was based off him.
Nah, it was and George. Apparently
it's George.
And when you see Curb Your Enthusiasm, you watch Seinfeld, you're like, oh yeah, he's definitely George because Curb Your Enthusiasm, stupid shit is always happening to him. And he reacts.
She plops. She plops.
Nah, the episode that always gets me is the doctor's appointment when he's running after the chick so she won't be first and he's tackling her in the fucking hallway. Yo, I was in tears with that scene.
That was so funny.
If you guys have, you know, if you guys do have a sense of humor, you would appreciate Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And Seinfeld as well.
And Seinfeld because...
It has Seinfeld on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah. I think it's on Hulu and as Hulu well. Hulu
as well. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but she plopped. I'm definitely an old Jewish man deep down inside.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
I definitely see that.
Damn, bitch, you ain't even hesitate. You're like,
nah,
yep.
You are. I can see that for sure.
Your name should be Abraham.
So, bitch, let me tell you what I found out today.
What did you find out, girl?
So, in my 37 years of existence.
Uh-huh.
Or 38.
37.
I found out today what poppers are.
Where the fuck have you been living, bitch?
Listen, first of all, when the person at work told me poppers, my fat ass thought it was like jalapeno poppers.
I was
going to
say, you thought they were like the jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like the jalapeno poppers.
They my mom like, makes no, those bitch, really poppers, good. Like, she makes them from scratch.
Does she?
Yeah.
I gotta talk to mom. Probably got to bring those for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Hey, yo, she would too.
Yeah, poppers.
So how did this conversation come about? Because this is something you talk about over like coffee.
So this was a conversation I was had with a coworker, and I don't want to delve too much into the conversation, but apparently this is something that he occasionally, you know,
yeah,
dips and dabs with poppers. And I'm like, oh, what are poppers? And he's like, you don't know what poppers are? I'm like, no. So he goes on, you know, kind of describe it's like some type of,
it's a little bottle.
It's a bottle that you like inhale and it's supposed to give you like, I don't know. It's supposed to, I guess it's supposed to be like some type of Viagra shit.
So,
but I have no idea. This is the first time that I'm hearing this. I came and I asked you, apparently you've heard of it.
Yeah, I know of poppers because Haji, obviously my best friend, is a gay man and he knows, he's the poppers expert. So, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth and give information that I should not be giving. So we're going to actually call our resident poppers expert, Haji.
We're going to get Haji on the line.
We're going to get him on the line.
Yeah, we're going to give him a call.
He going to tell us what, you know, what poppers are.
He's going to give us information.
Hello.
Haji.
How are you guys?
Hi, Haji Boo. Don't say anything incriminating. You're on the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Or if you want to start wilding out, go right ahead.
Haji, what's up?
Hey, everyone. I'm good. Home, just chilling.
Okay.
So I listen, got some information for y'all. So let's go.
Yeah, you know what it is. So listen, I was here talking to Lexi today. I was actually working. I came, you know, to record. And I tell Lex, yo, have you heard of poppers? Do you know what poppers are? She's like, yeah, bitch. Like, you don't know what that is. And I'm like, no, which I'm not. I wasn't surprised that Lexi knew what it was because, you know, it's Lexi. So she's like, yo, you know who knows about it? They can actually give you, like, you know, full details of what it is, how it's used, what it does, whatever. Haji. So I'm like, yo, let's get Haji on the pod tonight. Let's see if he can give us some information. Let the listeners know.
All things what poppers.
What is poppers?
First of all, I thought you knew what they were because I'm pretty sure we've discussed this in the past.
No.
I'm shocked.
I know, right? No.
Well, you should get yourself a bottle or I can get you one of my bottles because I always have poppers in my house.
I can't. Why am I not surprised?
I mean, I used one today before, you know, this phone call because I had to jerk off. So I used it. It was great.
Okay. All right. So Wow, you went right into the shits. Okay. All right, so what is poppers though? Like, what is it? It's a liquid. All right,
so it's a liquid. Let me give you some information before I give you some of my personal story. So poppers were prescription drugs originally created to treat heart conditions back in the 60s. And today they're used as recreational drugs. Okay. They are sold in small brown bottles. I think some bottles are also blue and some are black. And they go by the names of Rush, there's Amsterdam, British. Those are the brand names. There's a whole bunch. But Rush is the most popular one. And that comes in a black bottle. Sorry, the label is either red, black, gold, or yellow, depending on the strength that you want it to be when you sniff it. So it's a liquid that you sniff through your nose. You can also spray some on a sock or a cloth and smell the cloth or the sock if you want as well. It creates the same kind of high or euphoria. Because they're illegal to be sold over the counter in America, I think all around the world actually, they're sold as room deodorizers or VHS head cleaners.
Oh, that's what it was. I know VCRs were involved somehow.
Yeah, but they're not. They're actually used for recreational fun. Gay men discovered poppers and, girl, that shit just, you know, went crazy. It went viral. Because what poppers do is that they help you relax mentally, physically. They increase your sexual arousal. They make anal sex a lot easier. They make giving head, like deep throat head, a lot easier.
Oh.
Because it relaxes all these muscles in your throat or in your anal or in your anus. And the man, the one that's fucking you, can go all at it, and you are kind of like numb during a few minutes. It doesn't last long. It's a temporary high, and it heightens your senses, calms your muscles, loosens your muscles, and you're able to have much more pleasurable sex.
Does it give you a more intense orgasm?
It definitely enhances your orgasm. So I've used them for several years. I started using them maybe 10, 12 years ago, more than that. At this point, about, I want to say 12 to 15 years ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I used them to give head. I used them for anal sex. And my first experience was I met up with a dude that wanted to get head. He said, hey, sniff on these poppers. At that point, I was scared because I didn't know what they were. He's like, oh, no, they're fine. They're safe. They're not addicting and whatever. So I took a sniff, and my life changed after that. I have been using them ever since. I love using them. I don't use them heavily because they can cause major headaches and respiratory issues.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be in good health as well. That's also very important, being in good health. And use them sparingly. Don't go crazy with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I used it to give him head, and I already had good deep throat skills, but this, you know,
yes, took it over the top. I'm jelly.
So I thought it was primarily for gays when I first discovered this recreational drug.
Mm-hmm.
But more straight people are getting into it.
Okay. That was gonna be my next question.
Yeah, like what would be for a straight couple, what would be the best way or the best time to use poppers?
It works just the same. So the female that's getting penetrated would sniff the poppers and, you know, to give head, to receive anal. They're not for vaginal sex because the vagina already stretches and it's fine. It's more for the anal sex because that's a tighter muscle that's more difficult to open up and to kite. The poppers help bloom the anal cavity.
Oh, bloom yeah. like a flower.
So you would definitely yeah. recommend for any women that want to experiment with anal sex?
I do. It was initially, you know, like the gays did discover it and made it their own back in the day, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It was really popular. But once females started finding out about this, they started using it. It's heavily used in porn because, again, it helps calm you down. And when you're about to film a porn scene, there's a lot of anxiety for these porn stars, these actors. So mm-hmm. poppers do help with that state of mind before recording. And again, it's not dangerous, but, and it's not safe either, because it's a recreational drug. You just have to use it in moderation.
Okay.
Because I've obviously been using it for over 12 years and I'm fine. And I use it all the time. I use it today. Oh, by the way, so people also use it to jerk off, like to masturbate. Mm-hmm. It's not only to have sex with a person. You can also use it when you want to jerk off and just feel like that little bit of euphoria while you're doing it to yourself, both female and male.
Okay.
Yeah. So you too can try it. I mean, it's scary at first because it's something that you are not used to, because it does give you some kind of a quick high, and intensifies like your breathing slightly, but again, it's fine to use.
I mean, for research, assuming purposes, that you have yeah.
a good you know, health bill of record or whatever. If you have a lot of health issues, don't use it.
Yeah, we don't need you guys fainting or having a bad adverse yeah. reaction to poppers. We don't want that. We want you guys to obviously explore, but do it safely
and be safe. And, yeah, that's
do it at your own pace.
I always say that. I always say that whenever people do ask about that, do it safely. And also, I've used several brands throughout the years, trying to find the best one for me that won't give me a lasting headache. And you can sell, by the way, you can buy them at the smoke shop all over New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have them.
You know, it's funny enough, I went into the smoke shop the other day because I wanted to get a soda or something on my way to work, and I looked at the and I saw them and I just chuckled. I'm like, poppers. Like, I'm pretty sure if you go into the smoke shop and you know what that is, then we know what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. The average person, they're not going to know what that is.
I wouldn't have known. And you know what's crazy? That mm-hmm. I would probably go into a smoke shop and see it. And the bottle, I'll recognize the bottle, but have no idea. I had no idea what it was. So I heard of it today, mm-hmm. and I'm like, poppers. And then the person kind of like didn't delve too deep into it. It wasn't until I got to Lexi's house, and I'm like, yo, poppers, what is that? And she told me a little bit of it, and she was like, yo, Haji would definitely know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I gave you a good enough explanation of what it is.
You did. I'm a little curious. I'm like, you know what? What we gonna do is, you know, I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna see what's up. You know, just try it out
so
once.
So how you do it? It's a small bottle. You press it against one nostril and you hold the other nostril down with your finger.
Oh, it's and like then the you Vic want to inhale. Stick.
Exactly, it's
my
like
nostrils
a Vic stick.
Are small, and, though. Like, you see my nostrils.
But so you know, funny that you mentioned Vic sticks. There's a company that I'm actually looking, I'm trying to find, they're a European company.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They invented these little black rubbers that go, that you put on the popper bottle. So you remove the cap and place this, like a stick on it mm-hmm. with a hole, just like the Vic stick. And it makes it easier to sniff while you're having sex. Instead of having to constantly open the bottle, close the bottle, open the bottle, close the bottle. Yeah.
So you can in the middle of the sex session.
Exactly. And the good thing about these particular caps, the vapors do not escape the cap tip, because there's something inside of them that keeps the vapors in, and it only comes out when you sniff on them, when you sniff that topper. So, because you don't want to lose any of the vapors in the liquid, because that's what gets you high. Exactly. So I want to get myself a set of those. I don't know what they call them, like vapor heads or whatever. I'm not sure what the proper name is.
That would actually or vapor lid. Heads.
Yeah. So I want to get me a pair of those. They're like a black rubber material. Mm-hmm. If I do find them at some point, I'll show it to you guys, obviously.
Now,
they're very interesting.
Yeah, that does sound interesting. Now, what is the price range for poppers? Like, for, you know, what do you typically pay for? Like
at the smoke shops, they're $10. $10, and then if you pay with a card, they charge you, you know, tax. Okay. Or $10 straight if you pay cash. Now, if you go to a sex store, they sell them for upwards of $25 because they want to rip you off, those bastards. They're too expensive.
Yeah.
Don't buy them there. Buy them at the smoke shop.
Now,
if you order them online, they're really expensive. They're like up to $35 online.
That was my next question. Like, if you go on Amazon, can you search for poppers?
I was actually going to search now on Amazon.
And would you be able to find them?
No. So Amazon does not have poppers because, again, they're considered illegal, right? So they're not gonna be on Amazon. But there are companies that sell them, and they sell them as VHS head cleaners. So you're not gonna search them. You're not gonna find them as poppers online either.
So you gotta look for them as VHS. You know what?
VHS head cleaners. Yeah, there's a
idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That is
because they need to find a way. They find a way to sell it without getting in trouble, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a company. Double Scorpio. Is of a good course. Company that I have bought them from. They have pricier poppers, but they're really good because they lace theirs with scents. So they have one that smells like vapor rub. They have one that smells like blueberries. They have one that smells like vanilla. So on top of
vanilla lavender.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So on top of the popper, they add some scent to it. So not only are you getting that high from the popper, but a nice scent with it, which, again, it's just, you know, it's fun with the additional scent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They have.
I bought the mint one, and it was really good.
The mint?
Yeah, the mint. I think it was called Emerald. Yeah, Emerald, and it came in a green bottle.
Okay.
Double Scorpio is a company that I get those from.
So I went on Amazon and I did a search and I went under, what did I type? Rush poppers, right?
It comes out?
Yeah, this is what came up. Cerebrus Strength Hellfire Smelling Salts, Wart Smelling Salts, Atomic Rhino Smelling Salts, Horny Goat Weed for Men and Women, Ward Bottled Insanity, but the one that I'm looking at is called Get Good Gaming Vapor Inhaler, Energy Focus Amplifier for Esports Athletic Gamer, and it looks like the Vicks Vapor Rub, like the tube, the sniffing tube,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's black, and you know it has.
The one that stood out to me was the Honey Goat Weed.
This, of course, it did.
Those are not poppers.
So these aren't poppers.
Those are inhalants for medicinal purposes. That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, this is an inhalant for. No, because I've tried. Those are inhalants for something else. The last one that you mentioned, I almost bought it once, and then I kept on reading information on it. Like I googled it, and it's a medicinal inhalant.
Okay.
Like it calms you down and it relaxes you. If you have like stress or anxiety, but it doesn't give you the effects of poppers that makes you want to deep throat, you know, 10 dicks. It's a whole different thing.
Damn, honey.
Imagine no, listen, it really works. Like it really relaxes you. And I was with this guy once that didn't want me to use them because it gave him a headache, like the smell in the air.
Okay.
It gave him a headache. Because some people are really sensitive to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm prone to headaches, so that would be like my only reason to be hesitant to use them, because I'd feel like I'd be the asshole to get a massive migraine.
pop two leaves
yeah,
before.
This one, she's like, fuck your headache. Just take a pill.
Yeah. If the orgasm and the sex is going to be worth it, what's a little headache? What's a little headache?
Take a little headache.
Take a little 800 ibuprofen.
This agent of fucking chaos
over here.
And
you're good. You're good afterwards. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fall asleep after the sex anyway.
Haji, have you ever had a poppers gone wrong incident?
No, because I'm very careful with with that. Whenever I have, now I am pretty wild when it comes to sex, and I've done several, as you both know, I've done many, many things.
Yes.
But I try to be aware of what I'm doing in the moment, because I don't want to cause myself any kind of harm either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be careful, especially with poppers.
Yeah, you do the proper research.
That's one thing about Hodge. He researches everything. Everything.
Yeah, and remember, it is proper, so it is going to get you somewhat, I guess, inebriated, because it gives you that feeling of being drunk almost for a very quick few seconds. But it's all about practicing safe sex and inhaling the poppers safely, because you don't want to get too crazy with it. Just be safe with other people if you are going to use them.
Okay.
I'm a big proponent and advocate of being experimental with sex, and I love speaking about sex, as long as you're doing it the right way and with the right people.
And that is we love Ladies Pitch in a nutshell.
Pretty much.
Have fun, learn, explore, but just watch out for yourselves, watch out for each other, always get consent. Y'all know the vibes.
Absolutely.
All that good stuff, yeah. So, in conclusion, poppers are good. They will help relax all those muscles, and you're going to have a really good orgasm, great sex, and it's fun.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give it a go.
You're going to give it a whirl?
And you know what? When I do, I'm going to have Haji back on so he can hear my review.
There you go.
It's more than likely going to be for like some type of like anal experimentation or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to be there in person, not when you're having sex, but I mean, I would love to do that too, to watch her having sex.
She won't let anybody watch her.
No, really? Bitch, I won't let you watch.
I will call a fucking bomb threat into that sex session.
Allegedly.
I'm like, she's making a bomb in there.
This pussy is the bomb.
I have a fantasy of being watched, giving head, and I'm all for that. I'm down for that.
Oh no, yeah, I love it too. I love watching and being watched, both.
But I had a dinner years ago when I used to live alone, and I had a party. I don't think Lex was there. I'm not too sure. And I took out my bottle of poppers, and I had some people give it a try. And this one girl that I knew back then sniffed them, and she was like, "Oh my god, this is not for me. This is crazy." And she got dizzy. Mm-hmm. And she felt like this warm sensation taking over her body, and she got scared. You know, I obviously calmed her down, and she's fine, and she was fine. But I would love for you to try the poppers while I'm there in person.
We could set that up. I have to make sure I have a dick appointment afterwards, though.
No, you don't. It's because remember, it's not. You don't have, if you want to try them, you don't have to have a dick appointment or have a dick in your mouth or whatever. It's like smoking weed. You know how weed gets you like that mellow high?
Yeah. Huh?
It's that, or taking like an edible. It's like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's so we'll do that.
We'll do that. I'll try it out, experiment a little bit, you know, for research purposes. We'll bring Haji on here in person. I'll give him my review, and we'll take it from there.
How does that sound? As far as them being addicting, they say that they're not addicting. But I love using them, so I don't know if that's an addiction.
But do you need
it? No, I don't need it. Definitely.
Okay, so then you're not addicted. Addiction.
Yeah, I don't need them. I can perform just fine without them. They make the experience a little bit more fun. That's all.
Okay. It's just like smoking a little weed before having sex. You're good.
Okay.
Exactly. It's just that. It's just that.
A little pinch of weed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Haji, for informing us and informing the listeners about poppers.
You're welcome, ladies. Well, I'm definitely so excited that I was able to be here for that.
Yes. No, thank you, darling.
Thank you. Always appreciate it. We love you.
Bye, love babe. You guys.
Love you.
Bye, bye, baby.
Bye. That was informative.
It was.
He really broke it down.
He did. He did. He did good. I'm definitely curious.
So you're with it.
I'm with it. Yeah, I'm with trying it. You know, I've always been a person that I'm willing to try something once. If I don't like it, then I won't ever do it again.
I respect that. I respect it. We're definitely gonna have that be an episode.
I'll do some further research.
Okay.
I'll ask Haji more questions.
Of course.
You know, and then we definitely have to have him here, though. We're going to plan it out. We're going to have Haji on here. Pop some poppers or whatever.
Popping poppers.
Poppers. With poppers.
Your butthole's going to bloom like a flower.
Yeah. And then we'll see. And I'm not big on anal sex. But, you know, it's on the menu.
It's on the menu.
Yeah.
Special occasions.
Yeah. You got to ask for it.
Birthdays.
Like eating ass. Yeah. I'm not going to just give that information out. I'll let you find out on your
and
own.
And the eating ass. I won't.
Can you let us be?
I guess.
Can you let us be?
Yeah, y'all good. I mean,
listen. I don't get it. You're all for emasculating men. Why would you not eat ass?
Because I am not putting my mouth on a man's asshole. Ew. Ew.
So we're not sharing cups anymore?
That's like my homegirl from Maddie from Euphoria. First of all, ew.
Bitch, you better be joking.
You better be joking. Get eating ass. I hate eating Twinkies. Imagine me putting a grown ass man's butt.
Oh my God. That shit just makes you sick to your stomach.
You know how you feel about broccoli?
Up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I really hate it. But yeah, thanks again to Haji for joining us and giving us that quick informative.
That was dope.
Poppers information. Definitely answered my questions. I think I have some other questions floating around in my head, but I will text Haji.
Yeah,
ask him.
That's what, and you know it's funny, I'm not surprised Haji is so informed with poppers. He researches everything, even like something as simple as a restaurant we going to, a bar, a recipe, like any little thing. He's like, I'm gonna look into this. And one time he wanted to order a bag and it took him 2 weeks because he was like reading all the Amazon reviews. And
see, but that's dope. I can appreciate a friend like that.
Yeah, like it's really
great.
Because
I'm not that friend.
Like if I'm like trying to make a purchase, something like, hey, have you heard of this? And he'd be like, oh girl, I got you.
I got you right now. Hold up.
He does his due diligence. I remember one time he bought me a perfume and he did like a month's worth of research. And he's like, this is why I bought this, because I noticed that you like to wear this scent. And I looked up perfumes with these scent notes. And I noticed, like, it's the attention to detail for me. So thank you, Haji.
What's Haji's moon sign? Do you know?
His moon. Oh, my gosh. I think he is a triple Scorpio.
No way.
I think. Don't quote me.
Oh, my God. But Haji's such a sweetheart.
Don't quote me. I know he's a Scorpio sun and a Scorpio rising. I don't know what his moon is. I could
that's,
be wrong.
That's still a lot of Scorpio, you know, in the chart. Let more me than see. One?
Hold on.
I think
I have his chart because.
Why the fuck do we have our friends per the chart?
Yo, he sends me so much gay porn. It's hilarious. It's in here somewhere. I'm going to find it. Because we've had this conversation before and. Man, there's mad dicks in our conversation history. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I appreciate the attention to detail, friends.
Always.
Yeah,
for sure. He's definitely that friend. Yeah. Yo, there's mad. If anyone was to
I can only imagine
our conversation history.
If anything happens to Lexi, we already know that we have to destroy her phone.
My God.
Because the shit that's on there.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm in a group chat somewhere there that we don't speak in often with Haji. But he sent some shit in that group chat too. So I can only imagine the amount of shit that you get.
I got to look up his. I'm going to look it up.
Well, we're going to ask him.
Because I know back. I did his chart. Like, I'm going to ask him.
We'll be back with that information. Another episode. when we get Haji back in. He's got to come back in person. Yeah. We got to have Haji, and we got to bring Red here together, the four of us.
The four of us, and we'll have a little powwow.
Yeah, we'll have a fun little powwow filled with a lot of sexual explicit content.
I feel like Red will be the type, like, with poppers, she'll, like, read all, like, the information on the labels. Like, okay, so if I take this now, the effect should wear off by, like, 9:30. I'll drink some water to help cut the effect. Like, she'll really get down with it. Yeah,
she will.
Yeah. We love her for it, though.
We're going to see if she wants to try it, so let's see.
No, I'm sure she'll be with the shits.
Yeah.
But because my only worry with her is because I know she suffers from migraines.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she has migraines. So I don't want her to, I don't want her to, like, you know, get a bad migraine or anything. Cause
a bad reaction to it.
Yeah, like, them shits suck. And, mm-hmm. like, I get mad at her sometimes because she'll, like, knowing she has a migraine, she was like, oh, I had to drive. I'm like, why the fuck are you driving when you have a migraine?
It's bad, yeah. Because it affects your vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, just don't do it, guys.
All right, guys. So if you guys are interested in trying the poppers, make sure you guys DM us. Let us know how it goes. Or if you have any other questions, make sure you guys hit the Googles or hit us up. We'll ask Haji. We'll redirect you over to Haji. Haji can answer your questions.
He definitely will.
Yeah, and you let us know about your poppers experience. And in the future episode, I'll let you guys know about my poppers experience and how it went. How it went down.
In the DMs.
In the booty hole.
The booty hole.
All right, guys. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Ooh, thinking too much about the poppers. Yeah, so this is your girl, Haiti Baby. Make sure you guys tune in next week to another episode of the Ladies Pitch podcast. Remember to use hashtag Ladies Pitch and let us know what you think about this week's episode. So this is your favorite mommy signing out.
This is your favorite future cult leader, Lexi the motherfucking Savage.
Woo, we catch you on the next one. Peace.
Bye.
For tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week.
Bye bye.